No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Green Shampoo with hair conditioner.
Going up, step in, watch the door.
Where do I find the Rudy Valley Green Shampoo Show rehearsal?
Sixth floor, Studio B.
Rudy has Tallulah Bankhead on the program with him this week, hasn't he?
Yes, I saw her going into her dressing room a few minutes ago. She had her little dog with her.
Peek?
Peek, nothing. I took a good look. Sixth floor, Studio B to the right.
Shining, glamorous hair, right? Well, you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you try Dreen with hair conditioner. Suppose you're washing your hair with soap, cake soap, liquid soap, shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dreen with hair conditioner. Well, listen. No soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dreen brings you. Dreen reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap because it never leaves any dulling film on hair as all soaps do to hide the shining loveliness. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Dreen completely removes every trace of flaky dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combines such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Dreen with hair conditioner. So for this three-way beauty care, always Dreen your hair. Insist on Dreen or ask your beauty shop to use it. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Holly, is Edith Gwynn here yet?
I believe she's in your office, Rudy, giving her Hollywood items to Miss Webster.
Edith has probably dug up enough dirt to fill the Hollywood bowl.
And believe me, girls' nighties are due for a radical change. Short nightgowns will be the thing for 1945.
Yes, I saw pictures of them in Life magazine.
Aren't they cute? Ida Lupino told me yesterday she'll be the first movie star to wear one. In fact, she wears one of those boudoir briefies in her latest picture, Filler to Post. On Ida, that shouldn't be bad. Those 90s end 3 inches above the knees.
Tell me, is Sam Goldwyn going to continue that fight he started in Reno against what he says are theater monopolies?
Is he? Mr. Goldwyn told me on the phone that at present he can't get a suitable theater in New York in which to open his $2 million Bob Hope picture, The Princess and the Pirate. He'll start his legal attack there in about 2 weeks. And on the subject of pictures, the fans were clamoring for MGM to reissue a lot of wonderful old Clark Gable pictures like Test Pilot and Boomtown. But the studio can't do it because of the shortage of positive film.
Too bad.
And too bad the movie stars can't be posing for cigarette ads for a while. Some of the studios are even eliminating smoking scenes from pictures for the present so that audiences won't be reminded how hard it is to get figgies.
Anybody marrying anybody this week?
Well, Red Skelton and Georgia Davis are a 50-50 bet to tie the knot before he leaves for overseas, and that's soon. Say, Tallulah Bankhead being here on the show reminds me of a wonderful crack she made when she was testing for Scarlet in Gone with the Wind. It was priceless.
What was that?
She said, I don't care who plays the part, just so long as they let the South win the war. Well, bye-bye.
Almost any night, particularly Saturday night, when the boys from all the nearby bases and camps converge in Hollywood, a large number of them invariably head for the Zanzibar Room at the Florentine Gardens, where the Lou Mel Morgan Trio was holding forth, where the trio's relaxing nonsensicalities go on for hours. Tonight, they dig themselves and dig for you a slight parcel of is you, my baby.
I got a little gal. She's always late.
Tell me more.
Most any old time we have a date.
She's been with me, man.
But I love her.
You and 10 other guys.
Yeah. Yes, I love her.
Me too, old man.
I'm gonna walk right up to the gate.
Me too.
And see if I can get it straight.
I have married her.
Cause I want her.
You're not too late, too late.
Baby. If you is or is you ain't my baby. The way you act lately makes me die. Do, 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 do. Do you feel my baby, baby? She's my slave now. A woman is the creature who has always been so fair. You find she's gonna make a change. If you is or if you ain't my baby, maybe baby's found somebody new. Is my baby still my baby too?
Cross of Lorraine, Passage to Marseille.
And Good Luck, Mr. Yates.
And The Last Lesson. Mm-hmm. You were particularly good in all of them. I understand, Billy, that your performance with Betty Davis in The Corn is Green tops your excellent record.
Thank you, Mr. Valley.
What have you selected for us, Billy?
Well, it's a letter that a fellow writes to his mother. You see, he hasn't seen her for a long time, and, well, even kids who aren't supposed to have anything else on their minds except football and baseball and having fun, well, they get to thinking pretty hard once in a while, and, well, it all ends up in this letter. Dear Mom, there have been lots of times when I wished you could have come up here to the school to see me. Times like the first Christmas I was here. That was the year I made you the box for your jewelry, carved your initials in the wood, made the copper hinges in the school shop. And then there was the Easter weekend, remember? It was before my voice changed, and I was singing in the glee club then. I had a solo in the sunrise service. I wrote you about it, but you were too busy. Much too busy to make a trip out here just to hear a little kid sing some kind of a hymn. It was really a nice sight, though, Mom. The sun came up through the clouds just like they used to show Easter morning in the Sunday school books back home. The kids all blew their trumpets, and then Colonel Dean, the school head, prayed. And while everybody was still kneeling, I sang my solo. Everybody said it was good, but it would have been much better if you'd been there. You could have been, too. Because Christmas and Easter are both in the half year when the judge said I belong to you. I guess kids are kind of selfish. I used to want you and Dad to do so many things with me. I guess I'd have been a first-class nuisance if you'd let me. Of course, I shouldn't kick. Dad used to take me away for the summers. We'd swim and fish and sleep in a tent and talk. Gosh, there's so much a guy has to say to his dad. And we'd just sit there and gab and gab and gab until all of a sudden he'd say, "Hey there, young fella, you've got to get some sleep. Your mother had..." Well, never said what you'd do. Just kind of shut up. But I'd see him sitting by the fire, just looking, looking, long after I'd gone to bed. I knew what he was thinking. He wanted you too, just like I did. Of course, Mom, it's hard for kids to figure out how two folks you like so much yourself can't seem to like each other. There's an awful lot of fellas up here whose parents are divorced. They don't seem to mind, most of them. Some of them even like to talk about it. But not me. I feel sort of ashamed to admit it. Or maybe talking about it would have made it seem too real. And kind of I used to dream it wasn't so. I guess you never thought you'd get a letter like this from me, Mom, but the colonel told me he was writing you today, asking you to be sure to come up here. He kind of figured I'd need you. I told him I don't. I don't either, Mom. I'm never going to need you again. Military school teaches a fellow to get along on his own, so please, don't come up here. It'll be all right. Besides, Dad will be here. I suppose you think that's nuts, but he will be here. He wouldn't miss my graduation for anything. He'll be proud of me, too. I'm highest in my class, you know. You wouldn't miss seeing me get that silver sword for highest honors. Yeah, Mom, Dad'll be here all right, in his uniform. I'm dead sure of that, Mom, because Dad wouldn't for anything in this world or the next miss seeing me wear his medal. They sent it to me, you know. Goodbye, Mom. Bill.
Rudy, you certainly went back for that one, didn't you? Wasn't that the song that Marie Chevalier sang in Paramount's The Big Pond about 1929?
That's right, Holly. Not only was the song the hit of the day, but it helped establish Chevalier here in America.
I was glad to hear that he was definitely cleared of all charges of collaboration with the Nazis.
Yes, knowing Maurice quite well, I never could believe the accusation.
You know, I think the finest thing Chevalier ever did was The Smiling Lieutenant.
I like him best in those typical little songs that he sang, such as some of those he did in Paramount on Parade.
Yes, he was great in that picture, too.
Remember that scene where he appeared as a policeman and said, "Each criminal, our women are warrior man, all his slumber. I never could, no, never would have thought it a plan. Oh, that there is more safety in numbers. All I want is just one girl. But I do have one girl. I could use many more, even three or four. But one is enough. All I want is just one mooner. Though there is only one mooner. That is plenty for me, just as long as he is doing his stuff. All I want is just one word, that little word, yes. From a certain sweet someone, I'm eager to press to my hat. All I want is just one kiss. For I swear, one kiss. Yes, all I want is one. All I want is one for a sad. But all I want is one hug. But I have to have one hug. And I'm happy to state I'm a candidate for one wild carrot. All I want is just one out reel. But I have to have one out reel. And I need the right place to cooperate in this happiness. Do I have to let my hat keep flaming with heat? Do I have to use my lips or only to hit or to speak? All I want is just one girl. And I swear, one girl. Yes, all I want is one. All I want is one. All I want is that.
Mr. Valley. Are you ready to see Miss Bankhead?
Well, she's still waiting in the dressing room.
Oh, no, she's not. Here I am. Hello, Rudy.
Tallulah, how charming you look. Why, you look like a page torn out of Esquire.
And you look like the sort of person who tear it out. Ah, but truly, Rudy, seeing you here takes me back a long time. You and I saw you leading a little band at a Yale prom.
Ah, yes. Well, do I remember that evening. It was a memorable occasion. I had saved and saved, and that night I was wearing my first tuxedo.
Mm-hmm. And the other night I saw you at the Trocadero, and you know something, Rudy?
What?
That tuxedo still looked as well as ever on you.
Tallulah, please. You're giving the impression that I don't spend money on my clothes.
Well?
I'll have you know that I had the lapels in that tuxedo simonized 3 times. But enough about me, Talu. Let's talk about you. Tell me, after the thrill of working on the Broadway stage for so long, how come you finally turned to motion pictures?
To tell the truth, Rudy,
How can you say that? I like the theater, where you see the critics applauding in the first row of the orchestra.
And I like the movies, where you see the sailors necking in the last row of the balcony. What about you, Rudy? After all, you're a transplanted Gothamite. You miss New York?
Yes, Tallulah. Sometimes I do long for New York. I must admit that California has its share of culture, but there are certain things back that you just can't find anywhere else in the world.
You mean Carnegie Hall, the Metropolitan Opera House?
No, Roseland and Minsky.
I found that all my Broadway friends are mad about California. But I know one New Yorker who didn't go far at all, and that was Mayor LaGuardia. He ran into a bit of trouble out here.
Why, what happened?
Well, you see, he came out here in the winter, and it was so cold, they had to get a smudge spot for the little flower. But I love Hollywood. Although I must admit, I could hardly recognize the place.
Has it really changed that much since you were last here?
It certainly has. Why, I couldn't get over all the activity, the manufacturing, the airplane plant, the shipbuilding industry. And there was one thing that surprised me more than anything else.
What was that?
Why, now even the men are wearing flats.
But don't you find the nightlife here lacking in comparison to New York?
On the contrary, Rudy, it's much easier to get your entertainment out here. Now, in New York of an evening, first you go to Madison Square Garden to see the fight. And then you go to a nightclub to see the celebrities.
Well?
Well, in Hollywood, you go to a nightclub where you can see the celebrities and the fight at the same time.
In other words, when the head waiter offers you a ringside table, he really means ringside. But I'd like to ask you something personal, Tallulah. Do you mind?
Not at all, Rudy. What is it?
Well, to be blunt, tell me, is there any truth to all the talk I've heard of your ultra-sophistication?
Nothing to it, Rudy. It's just a false rumor. After all, take your case. I've heard it said that you were one of the wealthiest men in America.
That's ridiculous.
Well, certainly it is. We're just two ordinary people. We like the same things everyone else likes. We do the same things everyone else does. And if we happen to be in love with each other, why, we'd act just like any other typical boy and girl.
You're so right. I can see it now. I'm on my way to call on you. You are anxiously awaiting my arrival.
Oh, Higgins, Higgins.
Oh, what is it, Moddle?
Higgins, what have we for dinner this evening?
I think you'll be pleased, madam. Chef has prepared some tender pheasant's tongues under glass.
Why must he always make such drab dishes? Can't I ever have anything different?
How would madam live with me?
Ah, but it's nice and...
Oh, I neglected to tell you, madam. There were several phone calls for you while you were out.
No call?
Arturo Toscanini, Anthony Eden, Albert Einstein, and George Bernard Shaw.
Oh, well, if anyone important calls, let me know.
Very good, madam.
Oh, Rudy's late as usual. Probably down at the bank, lending them money again. Come in.
Good evening, my beloved. Here are some flowers I brought you.
Oh, how lovely, darling. They're bachelor buttons.
Yes. I hired 14 bachelors to pick them. Well, don't I get a kiss?
All right. Oh, kissing such a bore.
I really don't know what's wrong with you. When I kiss a woman, I want her head to go round. I want to hear bells. I want her to see her lights, eyes light up.
You don't want a woman. You want a pinball machine.
Tell me, dear, have you any champagne and ice?
Yes, I'll fetch some glass.
Your slipper.
No, no, you don't. I remember my slipper.
What happened?
The bubbles kept tickling my toes.
Darling, what are we waiting for? Why don't you marry me?
Why should I marry you?
Why not? I'm wealthy, I'm attractive, I'm young, I play the saxophone, I sing. Well?
Keep going. Maybe you'll get to something I like.
Marry me and you live in luxury. I have $800 million.
Oh, Rudy, my darling, your passion has overwhelmed me. I've decided to become your wife.
You've made me the happiest man in the world. Believe me, dear, this won't be for just a week. Not for just a year, not for life, but forever.
I can get the same guarantee from Eversharp. But I love you anyway.
I'll take it. Hello? Yes, this is Valley. What? What's that? Everything gone. Not everything. You sure? I see. Goodbye.
Who was that?
My banker. He just told me that my investments have gone bad and that I'm financially ruined. Will that make any difference between us?
Of course not, darling. Your wealth means absolutely nothing to me. I'd love you if you didn't have a penny. Come in.
Mr. Valley here.
Hi, Mr. Valley.
I'm from the International Home Loan Company. We've just taken away your house. Good day.
Well, you heard. My house is gone. But you still love me, don't you?
Of course I do, darling. Come in.
Oh, there you are, Valley. I'm from the Acme Automobile Finance Company. We've just taken your car. Good day.
Now they've taken my car. For months, probably. But you still love me, don't you, dear?
I certainly do. I'd marry you if you lost everything. I'll take it. Hello? Yes? Yes, he's here. Really? Yes, I'll tell him. Yes, I will. Goodbye. Well, I guess that does it, Rudy. We're through.
Through? But you said you'd marry me even if I lost everything.
Yes, but you don't know who just called.
Who?
The Peerless Pants Company.
Attractive you are, of course, my dear lady, the more you turn a man's head. So you want to be lovely. And most of all, you want to have lovely hair. For even an otherwise plain girl seems beautiful when she has glamorous, shining hair. Lustrous hair that sparkles with natural highlights. And girls, that's why you should use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Because no other shampoo can make your hair look so lovely.
No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves any dulling film on hair as all soaps do to hide the natural luster. Instead, Dreen brings out all the shining beauty. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So girls, for lovely, shining hair, the kind that makes a man dream romantically, always use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Well, I guess that just about winds up everything for the time being. Miss Webster, have you...
Yes, Mr. Valley, I've notified them all. Lionel Stander and the rest. I take it for granted that you'll notify Betty Jane Greer yourself.
Yes, we might as well save that telephone call. 3.5 cents. I'll take care of that.
Rudy, it's been a lot of fun working with you.
Thanks, Tallulah. It was grand having you. Would you do me the honor of having dinner with me later?
I'm sorry, Rudy, but I've got a date with the most popular man in Hollywood.
A leading man, no doubt.
No.
A producer?
No.
Well, don't tell me it's a fellow with a package of cigarettes.
Rudy, do you think I'd go out with a man just because he's got a package of cigarettes?
Of course not.
I should say not. This fellow's got a carton. See you later, darling.
Strange music in my ear. Only now as you spoke did it start. Strange music of the spheres. Could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? You appear, and I hear songs sublime, song that I'm incapable of.
Miss Bankhead will soon be seen in the 20th Century Fox, Ernst Lubitsch production, A Royal Scandal. Rudy Valley will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday at this same time from Hollywood. And remember, no other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves hair so lustrous yet so easy to manage. Only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Blouse,
a house coat,
a sweater,
a slip.
Give them Ivory Flakes Care.
That's our tip.
Wash test show.
This is soap.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear. Your clothes wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is Ivory Flakes, is Ivory Flakes for twice the wear. You get up to twice the wear.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.